All right, Stephen already mentioned we're going to get to hear from the soul running trip. This is about the first chance opportunity that we've had from the soul winning marathon that we do every year. Most of you know we go to a local independent Baptist church somewhere and go out from that as our headquarters, soul winning. And this year they went down to First Baptist down in the south tip of Florida down there, almost to Miami, Hollywood area, and where Brother Tommy Odom is pastor. And they had a great time of it, had a great service on Wednesday night after soul winning down there. And Brother Jim Lewis and myself was down there this weekend, and the church was still excited about what had been going on at the soul winning time. And I heard all kind of good comment, and people were in the service this last Sunday that I got to preach to that was reached on the soul winning effort down there. So that is just tremendous. And tonight we're going to let the college students share with us a little bit. We probably can't hear from all of them for time's sake, but hear from some of them tonight. And Brother Lewis, you already got them lined up here in the front. All right. You already coached them. Give them the rules. You've laid the law down. All right. Good. All right. We have a little practice, kids. Stand up, speak up, and shut up. Amen. Because we do want to get it all in the time, but we've got some time now tonight. So I want you to say what the Lord has on your heart. Amen. Brother Pitts, why don't you come up here to the pulpit, and then you can emcee it better than me. You were there, and you know where to fill in the gaps better than I do. But I sure had a blessing this weekend being down there. Good spirit in the church, and they say it got started with y'all down there with the soul winning. So it was a great time of it. And Brother Lewis shared with me, looking kind of at the general map of the area, what is it, a million people right in there. So he showed me where y'all covered just, it looked like on the map, two blocks. Now, I know it was bigger than that. But that means if we go back, we got plenty left to do. Amen. All right, you say Brother Cameron's going to be first? All right, Greg, come on up. And then Brother Pitts, you take it over from there, okay?
Amen. Praise the Lord. God was good. It was a blessing. This would be my last soul winning marathon here. Unless the Lord has something else in mind for me to stay here, maybe I'll become a doctor or something. I'm kidding. Seriously. Anyways, praise the Lord. It was good. Two things stand out in my mind. First one was my partner, David Serafini, got to lead a young lady to the Lord, and I was a silent partner. And when he was wrapping that up, I noticed there was a couple of kids in the background playing. So I asked that lady, I said, "Are these your brother and sister?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, do you mind if I talk to them? Wouldn't you like them to go to heaven and know for sure they're going like you do?" She said, "Sure." So she called them over, and make a long story short, the 8-year-old girl named Daniela, I got to lead her to the Lord. And Amen. It was just a blessing. She was a sharp little girl, and she accepted the Lord. What a blessing that was. And the second one was the last day we were dropped on a street that was, it didn't drop off the end of the planet, but it was close. I mean, we were there all morning, and it was just long, long, long. But it was awesome. There was many doors. There was door after door after door. And I didn't really get a chance to talk to anybody. And there was a lady across the street in the backyard, and I seen her, and I asked her. I said, "You got a couple minutes?" Maybe I shouldn't have said that. She said, "No, I don't have any time." I said, "Well, can I just give you this piece of paper?" She said, "Sure." So she walked up, and I kind of started going through what it was. And I got to get into the plan of salvation with her, and it was just amazing. Her name was Rhonda, and as I went through the scripture with her, just she would gasp, you know, "The wages of sin is death." And, you know, the lake of fire, it just, she was amazed that she was going to go there. She knew she was on her way. And then to see the Lord just convert her like that, it was incredible to see what God can do. The gospel is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
My name is Hannah Arnold, and this was my third soul winning marathon at the church, and it was a real blessing to be able to go out again like we always do. And this year I didn't get the opportunity to lead anyone to the Lord. the streets that we were dropped off on in my area was just very cold. The people weren't very receptive to us, and it was a little discouraging. And so Thursday night, I was praying, and I just said, Lord, can I just share the gospel just a little bit more? And it was a blessing, because on Friday, I got to share the gospel several more times with people. They didn't get saved, but the Lord taught me the soul winning marathon, what a joy it is to just go soul winning. What a joy it is to be able to tell people about him. And a prayer request, a lady named Maria. She was a Spanish lady that my partner got to witness to. And it was heartbreaking because we couldn't communicate with her. She asked her if she knew she was going to heaven when she died, and she said no. And so we started to share the plan with her, and she couldn't understand us. And it was the most horrible thing ever. So if you think about her, pray for her. And if you know a second language, don't take it for granted. But it was a real blessing just to be able to go out and share the gospel this year.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Sarah Gilding, and this is my second soul winning marathon, and this may be my last since I'm graduating in May, and I'm not really sure what the Lord has for me yet, so this was really special for me. And the week leading up to it, I got really fired up, and I was all excited and ready to go, and then the Saturday before, I got really, really sick, like not just a cold or a headache, but I mean really, really sick, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I started praying, and you know, Sunday came and it was worse than before, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I went to the doctor Monday, and basically I had 3 different infections, and it was a mess. And so I called Miss Kelly. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you know, she said, well, take the medicine the doctor said and just, you know, trust God, because we don't want you to miss out. And so that night I went to bed and I just prayed. I had prayed with a bunch of my friends, and we just begged the Lord asking for healing. And I woke up that morning and I felt a lot better. And we went out, and I can't explain it, but every symptom was gone. And I actually felt more energized than I did last year. And I was able to actually lead 3 people to the Lord. And I don't think that was a coincidence at all, and it was just a big blessing just to be able to go out there, because I really didn't think I was going to be able to, and it was just a blessing to be able to share the gospel and everything. And then to be able to go back this weekend with the singing group and to see the results was a rare opportunity. Like, you know, last year we didn't get to go back and see, you know, I trust that they had a lot of results. We heard, you know, from the preacher in chapel that they did, but to actually see it and to see the excitement was a big blessing.
Amen.
Hi, good night. My name is Charlene Griffith. I'm from Trinidad, and this was my first soul winning marathon with the church. Kind of similar to Sarah, like some days before, like my back went out, I was in real bad pain, just mysteriously, and some of the girls, they helped me and stuff, but I was able to go Tuesday with no pain or anything, and I got the privilege to lead 4 people to the Lord. Miss JB was my partner, and it was just a blessing to be with her. You know, just the fact alone that she can speak Spanish, that really helped, and just seeing her enthusiasm, and she would pray with me and stuff the night, and it was just a really great time just being able to go and soul win down in Florida, you know. A lot of times when Americans would come to our church on mission trips, they would be saying that people here are really cool and it's hard to witness, but it was really good. People were really receptive where we were, and it was just a blessing. I actually got to lead a Spanish lady to the Lord. I didn't speak any Spanish, but I spoke clearly enough and she understood, and you know, it was just a blessing to see the Lord work down there.
Good evening. My name is Jonathan Sullivan. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas, and it was a joy and privilege to attend with the College Soul Winning Marathon. We witnessed 78 souls pray to receive Christ and were snatched from the pits of hell and made joiners with Jesus Christ. And I thank God that I witnessed that. My soul winning partner was Dr. James Vasselis, and it was amazing to watch him soul win with such vigor and zeal and desire, and it sparked within me a desire to see more souls won for Christ. And I just want to encourage you as a church to continue to pray for Southwest Broward, that area, because there's so much souls in that area. It's ripe. A lot of people there, they're ready to get saved. And I thank you for praying for us as we went ahead and tried to do the Lord's work. Thank you.
Well, my name is Daniel Gladue. I'm from Fountain, Colorado. This is my first soul winning marathon, and this is actually my first semester at the college. But it was just wonderful going on that soul winning marathon. I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew that we were going to be going out soul winning, but I didn't know what God was going to do. But I prayed, and thank you guys for your prayers. Once I'll reiterate what Jonathan said, your prayers really meant a lot, and I was able to personally lead three people to the Lord down there. And the first day, it was just amazing. I believe that every one of us in our group were able to lead at least one person to Christ, and it was just great to see the spirit of our group and the zeal that they had to go out and win souls for Christ. On the last day, I was kind of discouraged because I didn't get to lead anybody to Christ, but the Lord kind of was trying my patience, and he was just trying to get me to learn as a soul, as a silent partner. And my partner was a call-in, and he was just leading souls to Christ. And but it was just a blessing to be that silent partner and learn from what he does. And but it was just a real blessing to be able to share the gospel and share the same joy that we received when we got saved. But it's just great to know the fruits of our labor, and they're not in vain.
Hello, my name is Jesse Behash, and this is my second soul-winning marathon, and the number 178 souls getting saved, that's something I never want to get over. That's incredible. And the verse that always touches my heart is in Romans 5:8, where it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And my personal prayer was, "Lord, whatever you want to do during the soul marathon, just use me however you want to use me." But my desire was, I want to lead a soul every day to Jesus Christ. And God blessed, and he overabundantly blessed, and I was able to lead 9 precious souls to the Lord. It wasn't me, but it's just incredible that the hearts were so softened. They were so ripe, and they were so ready to get saved. And there was one in particular that really stood out to me. And every time I just think about it, my heart smiles, because how receptive this young man was. There's a little crazy part to it, but you're gonna have to bear with it. It was about the second or third house. It was me and Justin Taylor was my soul winning partner. It was a blessing to be his soul winning partner. And it was about the second or third house I knocked on his door. And there's this young man named Mark. He was probably 17, 18 years old. And just the whole way, I was asking God, please soften somebody's heart, soften somebody's heart. And it seemed like he was just ready. I mean, this was probably the one person I was able to lead the Lord who was just so ready for it. I mean, every verse he was understanding, and so forth and so forth. And the word of God was piercing his heart. But the kind of crazy, funny part about it was he bowed and received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And he got so excited, and I gave him grace because he was a new convert, a new born-again Christian. Obviously, we use the word hell in the Bible as a term, as the lake of fire where people are going to go forever. But there's other people who use it as a bad word. And so after he got saved, he said like that. He just kind of let it out. And I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. And I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of like, okay. But here's the thing. There's some people who get saved and they walk about moaning and groaning, but he was excited about it. Even though he didn't say the right thing, he still got saved. And then the crazy part was, we're walking down the street, and then he came back out. And I just waved his hand, and he said, and I told him, "Are you saved?" He started shaking his hand in there and everything. And then another blessing was Jonathan Morgan and another Nathan Pitts came up to that same person and gave him a track. And Mark said, "Are you guys Baptists?" He said, "Yeah, we are." He said, "Well, I just got saved a couple minutes ago." He says, and he says, "Are you on your way to heaven?" He said, "Yes, I am." And I'm just so overwhelmed by just the spirit that I was there during the So Many Marathon. I mean, souls getting saved, preaching on the bus, the unity in Jesus Christ that was set forth there. And it just still blows my mind that 178 souls got saved. And it's amazing. Thank you.
My name is Colin Morton, and I'm a second semester freshman here at Landmark. And this was my first Soul Winning Marathon. Like it's been said before, the spirit amongst our team and our personal group was just incredible. My Soul Winning partner was Daniel Gladue, and the two girls on our team were Connie and Maronique. And just the spirit we had was really good. And the whole week, the time before the Soul Winning Marathon, I just prayed to the Lord, you know, just give me one soul, and just one soul. And the Lord blessed me with way more than I asked for. He allowed me to lead seven to the Lord. And it blows my mind, preacher, that just last July, I was one of those people I was talking to. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord uses sinners to save other sinners. So I'm just thankful for that. And just 178 people saved in just a small area that we hit on. And the devil was really fighting. I know me and Daniel got lost several times. And just it's rained throughout the whole day. And just that could have easily discouraged all of us. But we just hung it out. We found the nearest tree or the porch. We just waited it out. We kept on trucking. And I just thank the Lord for using me the way he did. And just the spirit we had in our room. I mean, we get done all day just soul winning, and then we go back to the room and we take turns preaching, just sharing what's on our hearts and everything. And there was a lot of special moments throughout the week, but one that stuck out in my mind was the last day. Well, first of all, I gotta tell you this, I was really scared. I'm nervous. My first time, I said, "Lord, please give me an easy door, right? Just give me some old sweet lady that's just ready, you know, just ready." I get up to the first door, and I'm not kidding, he was like 6'5" Asian guy. I'm like, oh my goodness. So anyways, I could have been intimidated, but the Lord gave me the strength and the courage that I needed to witness to him, and he just melted like a big old baby. He received the Lord as a savior. So I just thank the Lord for all he's done.
Hello, my name is Leah Stanek, and this is my third year going on Soul Winning Marathon. And every year it really does get better, because not just because it's a better year or anything, just because more get saved each year, and that God is able to use each and every one of us college students to plant seeds and to witness to people. And Rachel was my partner, and we go out for 3 days for Soul Winning Marathon. And my first day I wasn't able to lead anybody to the Lord, but it wasn't really discouraging or anything. Me and Rachel was praying with me, and we were looking at the verses we're going to use the next day. And we get back out there, and we were witnessing again, and Rachel was able to go through the plan a lot, and so was I. And I didn't really get to lead anybody again, but we got back on the bus, and we were waiting for Dr. Hill to pick up the rest of the group. And there were some teenagers getting out of school, and Crystal, she wasn't on my team, but she's like, "Let's go out there," because I was like, "Yeah, I didn't get to be leading anybody to the Lord." But we went outside to the parking lot, and there was a 19-year-old boy that I was able to lead to the Lord. Amen. And I was just so thankful that God could use someone like me and someone like our small college. And I'm thankful for Pastor for letting us go, and I can't wait till next year.
I thought by the third year getting up in front of people would have been easier, but it's not. My name is Crystal. This is my third year here, and Soul Winning Marathon was really great this year. Most of the days it rained, but we didn't let that discourage us. One time, me and Sarah, it started pouring all of a sudden, and we had to make the decision whether we were going to stand under this porch and wait for people to drive in their driveway and ask us why we're standing on their porch, or just dodge the raindrops and get to the next door. So we decided that we're just gonna go to the next door. We could see the end of the street, and we've been on that street forever, and we wanted a new street. So we went to the next door, and we knocked on it, and this guy came, and he was rubbing the sleepies out of his eye, which I thought was weird at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he was so ready. He accepted the Lord as a savior. He had questions for me, and they weren't questions to get me off. They were just questions because he really wanted to know. And at the end, even though I had hairspray dripping in my eye and everything, he got saved, and it was so amazing to see him so ready. And it was really a blessing. I get to lead 3 people to the Lord. And I know sometimes when I go out, I feel like maybe they just wanted me to go away, so they just did it for me to go away. But these 3, I just really felt like they really got saved and they were really ready for it.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mikhail McCarty. I'm from Liberty Baptist Church in Nassau, Bahamas. Soul Winning Marathon is a really life-changing experience, not just for the souls that we go to lead, but for the students in itself, because the spirit on our buses and the spirit with one another is so awesome. You see all the preaching and all the singing. It flows over into you. It just makes you all excited and stuff. And it's really been a life-changing experience for me. I had two really special experiences that happened to me. The first day, me and my partner, Lewis, we went out, and we were just walking out. About to finish up the street, and 2 high schoolers came up to us. One guy, and he came and he asked me for a dollar, and I said, I don't have a dollar, but I do have something for you. And the story, what Paul inside asked when the lame man came to him, he said, servant, gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. And I accepted, and I extended the gospel to him, and he accepted the gospel. And his friend got saved also, and they were so excited, and they just walked away. Another great thing that happened to me was I had an experience, and I had the opportunity to meet a Jewish rabbi that preached the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was so excited that we were leading, that we were talking about Jesus Christ, and he actually blessed me. He prayed for me and my partner. And it was amazing to see that, because when he started to pray, he took off his shoes, I guess going back to when Moses met God on the burning bush, and he took off his shoes. And it was just such an outstanding thing for me to see, such a great opportunity. And thank you, church, for allowing us to go.
Hi, I'm Catherine Gingerella, and this was my 2nd Soul Winning Marathon. And I had the privilege of having my roommate as a partner, and that was a great blessing because we already knew each other and we were already very comfortable, but she was such an encouragement to me. And she had this knack of finding people. We would be on a street, we'd be waiting for the guys, and she would see people in their backyard or in their driveway or somewhere around the house where I wouldn't see them. And we'd go up there and talk to them, and she was able to win a few of them to the Lord. We had a great time. So many people were so friendly, and just going up to people, and we were able to talk to so many people. But by the 2nd day, I realized I hadn't led anyone to the Lord yet. And last year, I had gone through the whole sewing marathon and got to witness only 3 times and didn't lead anyone to the Lord. And so I had been praying all year that God would just give me someone. And it was great to see everyone else saved, because that's what we're going for, but I just wanted to be a part of it, to see the benefits of it. And so it was Thursday morning, and it was raining on and off. It did that all week, but my partner had an umbrella, so we were good. And it was right before lunch, and it was the last door we knocked on before lunch, actually. And I got to talk to a man. It took a long time at the door. He had a lot of questions. He was Catholic. He said he'd never heard anything like this before. But he did accept Christ, and he got saved.
Amen.
And it was great the whole rest of the day. It was raining. But just to get on the bus every day, just the atmosphere, the spirit of the bus, it was very encouraging. Everyone was so excited. We were singing and just praising God, and it was just a great blessing to see.
Amen.
My name is Brother James. I'm from here. This is my 7th Soul Winning Marathon. And I had a special blessing this year. Over the last 3 years, I've been a team leader. And that's a blessing right there, just being able to fire up the college students and encourage them and exhort them and give them that excitement to want to go out there. But I had the special blessing of going soul winning this year.
Amen.
And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. To be able to just go out and knock doors all day long. I'd love to do it for the rest of my life, just knock doors. And it was a special blessing there. We were able to see a lot of souls saved. And but the biggest testimony that I can give you that made an impression on my heart was my partner had to go to the restroom, so he was taken off in the van, and I had to watch over the 2 girls with us. So I'm just watching them as I go up to the door, and I walk up to a car with 3 teenagers inside, about 17, 18 years old, listening to some worldly, ungodly music, dressed like the world, speaking like the world, speaking like I did when I was that age, in fact. And I go up and I go to witness to them, you know, just something simple. I don't want to take up any of your time. I know you guys are busy, but I just want to tell you this one thing. If you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you'd be on your way to heaven? You know what they did? They laughed. they left. And you know what? The more and more I talked to them, the more and more they laughed, the more and more they scorned. It got to the point to where I really just gave them my testimony about what the Lord has done in my life and how I was in their shoes at one point. And one of them threw a question to me and then laughed one more time and then just spun off. And I could have gotten very angry. I didn't. I could have gotten furious, in fact. I didn't. What I saw was me. What I saw was me when I was 17 and 18 years old. What I saw was a sinner on their way to hell, acting like a sinner on their way to hell. And really, that's what it's all about when you go out soul winning. When you knock on every single door, you know what you're going to find on the other side of that door? Someone just as you were. So let me encourage you. It's kind of a sad thing that it takes 3 days or a week of soul winning marathon to get us excited every single year about soul winning. When it comes down to it, this is what we're here for. Soul winning marathon is not a week long. Soul winning marathon is lifelong. So the college students, and I can't help but encourage you, for the college students, since soul winning marathon, are you still running your race? And for everyone here in the church, as a saved saint that was once a sinner, how are you running your marathon?
Hi, I'm Katie. This is the first year that I've gone on the soul winning marathon. And I have to say it was a little, I was a little nervous about going because, I mean, normally I go on the teen soul winning and they're all my size and my age. But all I could really think of was just don't get on their nerves and you'll be okay. But it was a real blessing to get to go this year. I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord. And I mean, the first day went on, and the second day, and the third day. But my partner reminded me that the Lord said to go out and spread the gospel, not necessarily to lead them to the Lord, but I got to witness to a lot of people during the week. And I don't know why, but like at the end of the week, I wasn't that hungry for pizza. But it was a real blessing to go out and see. I know the first day, Miss Danik and Avalyn was witnessing to one lady and she got saved. She was in her 70s and it was a real blessing to see her get saved.
Amen. Hello, I'm from here as well. Soul winning marathon was an amazing thing. Last year I wasn't able to go out door to door because I had gotten hurt, and I was just praying right before. I was like, don't let me get hurt. Don't let me get hurt. I don't want to hurt. I want to go to a door. And it was a blessing because I was able to go, and I was able to, the Lord allowed me to lead 3 people to the Lord this soul winning marathon. And one thing that stood out in my mind wasn't necessarily a salvation, but it was something that touched my heart. Cheryl Ann and I went up to a door. And it was actually, we had given them a track. They were sitting in their truck beforehand, and when we walked down the street, we met up with them. They were looking at a house. And there was 2 gentlemen looking at the house and look at the front door. And we asked them the question. And one of the guys was like, what's your underlying belief? We're like, that the Bible is true and that Jesus Christ died to save sinners. And he's like, what's your underlying truth? Like, he didn't get it. And he began to elaborate why he was asking this, and he used to be a Mormon. And he was trying to find out the truth of what we really believe, because when he was a Mormon, he had a family member tell him, you know, you're in a bad situation, and you know, this, I'll send you some information. And he found out the truth about Mormonism, and he was just searching for what the truth was. And that's why he kept asking us, what do you really believe? Because he realized what he was learning was not what they really believed. And when we explained to him, and he asked us a lot of questions, not necessarily to be annoying, or just because he really wanted to know. And the Lord truly blessed. We were able to share verses with him, and Cheryl Ann was able to share her personal testimony of
where she came from and being used to be a Catholic. And it just to see the change in his face, and basically at the end of this the conversation when we were leaving, he's like, "I don't know about this guy next to me, but I'm going to that church." So it was a blessing to my heart. Just, you know, even though he didn't get saved, he was just excited to see there was the truth out there, and we were able to be there for that week, for that specific time, to be able to share that with him, and that was just a blessing to my heart. Just to see that happen.
Amen.
My name is Bobby. I'm from Pennsylvania. This is my third soul winning marathon that I've been on. And this is going to be kind of a little oddball testimony, because what happened actually when I went out is I didn't realize it at the time, but I wasn't saved. And it's kind of proof that it's really God's word that speaks to the people's hearts, and it's not the man. It doesn't matter who it is, because I was able to lead two people to the Lord, and all it was just my Bible, it was just God speaking to them. Yep. I remember the first person I was able to talk to and actually give the gospel to, all I did was show them the verse, and I read it to them, and they said, "Oh, so that means this then?" And I said, "Yeah, that's right." And then, like I said, I wasn't even saved when I was going out. And then Saturday morning, kind of a little bit from Soul Winning Marathon as well, I ended up getting saved, and then I got baptized last Sunday night.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Jeremiah Morgan, and that testimony just touched my heart right now, because that's the same thing that happened to me 10 years ago. My dad's a missionary, and we've been a missionary family, and we were visiting a church in Iowa, and every day for a week, it was just like Soul Winning Marathon. We went out and we visited churches. I mean, we visited people, and we were just sharing the gospel. I was a silent partner that whole week. I was 10 years old. And just after hearing the gospel over and over again, I didn't speak to anybody back then, but it was the same thing that happened to me after that. I just knew I wasn't saved, because I had never received Jesus Christ. And that testimony just spoke to my heart just now. But Soul Winning Marathon was a real blessing to me. That reminded me of back when I got saved, because I got saved actually going out witnessing to people is when I got saved. And it was just a real blessing. And it felt like I've never felt any closer to the college, the other college students. It just knit us together really close. It was just a real, real blessing.
Amen.
Well, I'm J.J. Sauer. I'm from Claremont, Florida. This is my first year going on a soul-winning marathon. It was a little unnerving for me. I'm glad I had Aaron Pratt as my partner, because going on soul-winning marathon, I had no idea how to lead someone to the Lord. It's just, I had never been able to go through the plan. I had always stumbled and fumbled and would freeze. Like, they'd say something to me, I'd be like, and it was an issue for me. But when I went with Aaron Pratt, I talked to him about it, and he helped me to know what to say. He went through how to exactly give them the plan of salvation, and I wasn't able to lead anyone personally to Christ, but by him, he was able to lead one person to Christ, and the guy he walked up to was just so ready for it. It was amazing. This guy, he'd never heard it before. He had heard some things when he was a kid, but he'd never heard it before, and it was just amazing. But I can't wait until I have a chance to go soul winning again and use the lessons Aaron has taught me. It's like I can maybe finally lead somebody to the Lord and not just stumble and get frozen. And this was a very good experience for me. And y'all have a nice night.
Amen.
Hello, my name is James Morgan. This is my second soul winning marathon. Last year I was able to lead two people to the Lord. This year I was not. We found the people were more open, but there seemed like there were a lot more people that were already saved or already attending church regularly and weren't really interested in hearing what we had to say. But the blessing that I had was I was with David Young and I was with Mike Perkins for two of the days. And during one of those days, we went out and we were knocking the street, and it was kind of drizzling, But we come up to this house right as it was drizzling and slowing down, and this guy was coming out, and his wife and kids were there, and he didn't look all that friendly when he was coming out. But we extended a track and told him who we were and what we were doing. He goes, I was about to run y'all off. I thought y'all were the Pentecostals again. And he was like, I'm glad to hear from you guys. I mean, I was a Baptist. I was saved as a child. And we got to talk to him for probably 20, 25 minutes. He had been out of church, and his family wasn't saved, and he knew it, and it worried him. And we just talked to him, encouraged him, and he had left us with the promise that he said, get my information and tell that pastor to come get me, because I want him to ride me till I get back in church. And that was just a blessing, just to see that even though my partner and them got to lead people to the Lord, I didn't, but was able to see that there was just someone there that needed encouragement, that needed that little push to get back in church. And that was my blessing. And I enjoyed having Brother Perkins with us. He likes to fish, and we'd come up to certain houses, and there'd be like a boat there, and we'd say, Brother Perkins, this is yours. The guy can relate to you. It's got your name all over it. And he did very well. It was a blessing being out. And I thank you all for your support and your prayers and for having the college able to do that. Thank you.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Olga Pak, and I'm from Kazakhstan. And this is my first soloing marathon here. And actually, it's the here when I was taught how to witness and how to soul win in Forza Club, and I think it's a great blessing for me because I've never done it before, and here I had this privilege to go out and to do it like for 3 years nonstop. And my soloing partner was Catherine Gingerella, and she's my roommate. So, and before we went there, I heard like many stories about solo marathon that it's very hard. It's like, it's slammed doors, it's like people who don't want to hear you. And it's like hurting legs, hurting feet. But it was so kind of, but when we went there, it was so like interesting to meet so many people, so many different people. It's a big experience, and it was a blessing, but I had this privilege to lead people to the Lord. And it's so exciting because even like if you feel encouraged and if everything's hurting, your body's just hurting, but after you see them saved, you feel so excited. You feel even more excited than they are, I believe. And nothing's hurting anymore, and just everything is great. Yes, and I really thank God for this great blessing that He allowed me to be this tool of His, that to witness to people and see them saved. So, thank you.
All right, thank you for those testimonies, young people. It was a great week, and I learned some things tonight that I didn't know about. So Katie was talking about pizza. What do you do with teenagers after you're done for the day and it's too early to go to the motel? You take them to an all-you-can-eat pizza place, amen? And we did that 3 nights in a row, and I wouldn't say... I didn't eat that stuff, but I did the first night. But these guys are overcomers. They ate just as much pizza the last night, if not more, than they did the first night. So, amen. The manager was in the corner crying every time we left. So. It was amazing during the time we were out soul winning, the wind was just blowing constantly. I mean, unbelievably, like 30 miles an hour all the time. And so... Every now and then, a rain shower would come through. At least that's what they're saying. Dr. Lewis and I didn't know this because we were in the van all the time. Amen. But it never really stopped us all that long. Just a few minutes here or there. Then it would blow on through, and the sun would shine, and we kept on going. So praise the Lord for that. And I was encouraged to hear Brother Greg's testimony. And the possibility of calling Brother Greg Dr. Greg. Yeah. I think I read somewhere most doctors go to school for like 10 years. So another semester or two, you'll have your 10 years yet, brother. Oh, amen. Y'all make it too easy for me, but the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as we heard tonight, and we could hear many more testimonies from our other folks, the power's in God's word, amen. And the word's gone forth, and the Lord will send other folks by, and prayers will go up, and those seeds that have been planted will be watered, and God will give the increase. Some of you folks will remember Brother George and Sylvia Tabora. Brother George is a graduate of our college, 2003, I believe. And Brother George is the assistant pastor at this church, where Brother Tommy Odom is the pastor. And Brother George, of course, knew exactly what we were going to do, and did such a great job of organizing and planning ahead. And boy, I mean, they took good care of us. Lunches were tremendous, and the church provided lunches for us each day that we were there. And it just went so well. And we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do there. They're in the process of going through the red tape right now with the bureaucracy about and getting ready to build a new sanctuary. And so pray for that church. And it's an area like the pastor was saying. I think it's like 1.2 million people in that county alone, and it just goes on and on all the way, you know, on into Miami and all over the place. And so there's just a tremendous potential there. And we think about it in this way. I remember a few years ago we did a soul winning marathon in Tampa. And we just go at it full blast for three solid days, as many doors as we can get to, just thousands of doors. And we mark the map as we go. And we got done with our 3 days, and I looked at the map, and it's like we did this much of this much, you know. And that's kind of the way it was at this place as well. And of course, the folks there, they're out knocking doors each week, and they've got folks there that love the Lord and are winning souls week in and week out. So continue to pray for them, and we'll see what the Lord's going to do there in the future. All right, Pastor.